This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This is a Shares for Beginners quick tip. Essential lessons, questions answered.
Jordan Alessio is the manager, listed products and investment research at the Perth Mint. In this quick tip, we talk about inflation and black swan events. Keep in mind that this was recorded about a year ago. Since then, inflation, as we all know, has surged. It's still interesting to hear Jordan's view on what it means for the share market going forward, and especially about Nicholas Taleb's book, The Black Swan, which for me was a life-changing read.
It's quite interesting because obviously when COVID hit, everyone kind of looked at that and went, well, that's, you know, kind of your ultimate black swan, right? Whereas Taleb himself is kind of on the record, you know, he's actually quite annoyed that people say COVID's a black swan, because actually anyone that studied their history should know that not only can pandemics happen, but that they will happen, right? But whilst I sympathise with his point, I also sympathise with the point that actually now COVID is a black swan, because, you know, saying something can happen is also kind of meaningless if you have no idea about when it's going to happen, which, to be fair, with COVID, I don't think many people could have predicted that it was going to hit in 2020 and it was going to have the impact that it has. So whilst I think his work is very interesting and the points that he makes are very relevant for investors, I sort of also sympathise with those that, you know, perhaps don't see black swans as rigidly defined as he might. Maybe that's the black swan for him, that not everyone's going to agree with his definition of black swans. But yeah, look, I think it's, you know, it's an important thing for investors to sort of keep in mind when they're looking at their portfolio, is to kind of go, well, what am I not protected against? And maybe it's not a black swan because, again, by Taleb's definition, you can't even foresee what that would be, right? But there are plenty of things you can foresee that would happen. So, you know, a stock market crash is one, right? They happen. We know they happen. They've happened 3 times in the last 20 years. Higher inflation, again, to move from Taleb to Donald Rumsfeld, that's a known known that those things can happen and do happen in markets. And indeed, you could say they happen in exactly the kind of environments we're heading towards or are largely in now. So doesn't mean it will happen, but those to me are two things that investors should look at and go, well, all right, if I look at my portfolio, is it going to hold up well if there's another major market crash? Is it going to hold up well if there's a period of, doesn't have to be hyperinflation or stagflation like some people hypothesize, but what if we do just enter a period where inflation averages 4% per annum for the next 10 years, right? And where, like what has happened for the last 20 years, the inflation in the essentials in life is running at 2 to 3 times overall inflation, right? So, you know, you might have 4% overall, but your healthcare, your utilities, you name it, they're running at 6s or 7s. Now, that's going to be a major problem for people that have still got money in fixed income assets, people that have still got money in term deposits and the like. The purchasing power of that money is going to lose 50, 60% across the course of a decade.
So are you saying that even though you're getting higher interest on the money that you've got invested just in like safe assets, like even just cash, it's still going to be eroded as if it was a high inflation? Is that what you're saying?
If interest rates go up to try and counter that higher inflation, then it might not be so bad. And indeed, there's a big argument that some people will put out there that cash is actually one of the better assets you can hold in a high inflation environment, because interest rates will go up. And as interest rates go up, probably equity markets go down or at least stagnate. And if your rates go up, well, then that offsets the inflation. The challenge, though, or the thing for an investor to consider now, is we are in an environment where we just have these gargantuan debt to GDP ratios now, right? So the question is, can interest rates go up if inflation rises, or does that cause a whole heap of other problems that central banks and policymakers would arguably quite rightly look to avoid? you know, and if your answer to that is yes, actually they'll just have to let inflation go higher and they won't respond like they would in an environment where debt ratios were much lower. Well, then you go, okay, so I might be sitting on cash here for 10 years, you know, paying zero or next to zero in nominal terms. And maybe over that 10-year period, overall inflation, as I say, is averaging 3 to 4. Inflation in the must-haves in life might be averaging 4 to 5. That's a pretty profound problem for investors to consider. And indeed, I'd argue that's one of the reasons why equity markets have been so well supported for the last few years, because investors are saying, well, at least if I keep my money in the share market, I hope that it'll rise and sort of give me a bit of inflationary protection. More importantly, I hope the dividends that I get are far higher than what I'd get with my money in the bank account. And those dividends are what can pay for my, you know, my living expenses and the like. So, yeah, I think it's a bit of a segue away from pure black swans. But by definition, if a black swan is something you can't predict, well, you almost can't prepare for it then either, right? Whereas things like higher inflation, things like, you know, a period where, you know, maybe it's 10 years where rates stay below zero in real terms, or another major stock market crash, those are things investors can credibly foresee happening and can credibly protect themselves against if they choose to.
If you found this podcast helpful, please tell a friend, especially if it's someone who needs to start thinking about investing for their future. You'll be helping them and helping me to keep this show on the road.
Shares for Beginners is for information and educational purposes only. It isn't financial advice, and you shouldn't buy or sell any investments based on what you've heard here. Any opinion or commentary is the view of the speaker only, not Shares for Beginners. This podcast doesn't replace professional advice regarding your personal financial needs, circumstances, or current situation.
And thank you for listening to my podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.